Here with Pinckneyville basketball coach Bob Wagner. Coach, I've talked with everybody around that the past month or so and brought up, you know, just the it's been a tough past month. Well, not tough, but it's been nice. But this past week has been kind of tough. But you see it through a bit different lens because you're an athletic director. How have things been different with these contact days and finally being able to get on the floor?
Well, I mean, I think from a from a school standpoint, you see an increase of spirit and vibrance from our players and different sports and avenues. I mean, it's been nice to have cross country this year. The golf really helped. Then, you know, to get the 20 contact days, let our coaches kind of, you know, evaluate our kids and our kids be able to be around each other and play their sports. And, you know, you saw an uptick in kind of some excitement and the building towards, you know, there may be a season. You know, this past week getting moved back down to phase three was kind of a tough blow for everybody. But luckily the school, you know, isn't affected by that. We can still work with our kids and keep them moving forward.
Before we get into basketball, I was driving over here and I was thinking about it. And just what a great hire Mike Lane was for the volleyball program.
Well, I mean, fantastic. We're very lucky. Coach Conan did an unbelievable job, left our program in great shape. We have a lot of returning players. But, you know, the availability of Coach Lane, the willingness from him and us to work together on a schedule that'll fit, and just, you know, something I really think can take our program to another level.
Things were positive, not that we move into the basketball portion of this interview, but things were positive up until probably Monday. You know, there was a glimmer of hope even last week, and then everything that happened on Monday with the governor kind of rolling region five back, and then I just say kind of saying we haven't really heard from them and we're hoping to get something on Monday next week. You know, it's been a real damper. And what's the feeling for you about next week when they are supposed to make some sort of announcement?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to approach it like we have this whole time. It's out of our hands. We're going to put in the work and look, you know, and prepare for a season that we want. And, you know, I think that our players are staying positive until they absolutely hear the worst news. And I think in this environment with COVID and this going on this long, and I think that's kind of how you live your life. I mean, you keep moving forward, and if there's a setback, you deal with it at that time. But then you try to do the best positive that you can for yourself and your community. And I think that's what our kids are going to continue to do.
Speaking with Pinckneyville Panthers coach Bob Wagner, I've made it a point to ask basketball coaches every time that I've spoken to them the past month. Shot clock looks like it's a point for the IHSA to maybe not this year or next year even, but it looks like it's going to be coming to the high school level. What are your thoughts on that being added to the high school game?
Well, I mean, I have different thoughts. I mean, I think there's some positives, and I also feel there's a lot of negatives. You know, the positives of it, of course, is quicker play, and I think that you'll find that, you know, the awareness of the game will improve with our players. But at the same time, there's some negatives with cost. There's some negatives with running it. I think the officials are going to be put in a tougher situation. I think it takes away a little bit of the game management from a team with less talent. I think it can, you know, the shot clock tends to favor a team that has more athleticism and better players because there's more possessions. So, you know, I understand we're moving forward with some things, but at the same time, I'm a purist. I really wish that we would keep it the way it is.
How about the state finals? They made some changes to that earlier this year as well. They're moving away from the two weekends for 1A, 2A one weekend, and then 3A, 4A the next. It's going to be all one big weekend, 3 days for all four classes. And then it also moves from Peoria to Champaign. What are your thoughts about that?
I've always been a Champaign guy. I grew up in Lawrenceville. You know, growing up as a kid, 82, 83, Lawrenceville, going to state. Love Champaign. And back when I grew up, as Assembly Hall, you know, and quite experienced. A lot of our kids have never been there. You know, since they've been in school, it's always been Peoria. And Peoria did a fantastic job of hosting it. I mean, I have no complaints about that. But I think it's, you know, actually, you know, the state University of Illinois ought to have the state championship games every year. And I'm kind of excited about the fact that our kids will get a new environment to see and hopefully play in. But as far as the long weekend, I'm a little concerned about the amount of time, the dates, and the time in between when one team plays and they play again. It really seems like a stretch there that you could be there from Wednesday through Saturday. And, you know, that's tough on a school, not only academically with the players, but financially for them too. So, you know, I think it's a better idea in how they want to do it, but I hope they come up with some ideas on how they don't keep people there that long.
Talking with Pinckneyville Panthers coach Bob Wagner, I want to take you back to the end of the season last year, that regional final against Murphy. We were both there. I was calling for Murphy. And, well, it was just a strange ending. And then also it felt almost like a home game for you guys because you had so much blue in the stands. And just all the storylines for the season for the Panthers, ranked most of the season. You had that double overtime game with Chicago Orr. It just was kind of a deflating ending for you guys.
Well, it was definitely disappointing, you know, but I never questioned our kids' effort. I thought that Murfreesboro played a fantastic ball game. I thought, you know, them being on their home court was probably, you know, realistically their only chance of beating us. And, you know, that's just part of the draw, and it's part of athletics. And I think that, you know, that's the reason that, you know, you love sports. You never know who's going to win, and never going to take anything away from Coach Murphy and their team. They had a fantastic year, and they went on and won two more big games. So, you know, they were hot at the right time, and they made the best play at that moment. And, you know, certain times games are decided in moments. I thought our guys did an unbelievable job to come back in the game, you know, and to give us a chance to tie it. Dawson Yates hit a huge shot, and they made another great play to get it and drive it and to win it there at the buzzer. So, you know, it's just part of sports, and you learn at this time, as much long as I've done this, that just happens at times.
Looking at the roster for this year, the two big names that stick out to me from last year's roster, obviously Dre Scott, he's just a force down low, and then Ben Restoff, is that probably accurate about who you're be leaning on the most if we have a season in 5 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, those two are seniors that have done an unbelievable job. Their leadership has been the best that I've had since I've been here. I mean, they've done an unbelievable job through this COVID, through our lack of ability to use our facility. They've really done a lot of things that have went above and beyond what you'd expect a high school kid to do with keeping our team together and being leaders. And then, you know, we have a great depth in our younger levels. So we still expect to be able to play 8 or 10 guys and just be able to put a lot of pieces around them and try to use our depth.
Now, anyone that isn't from Pinckneyville right now probably doesn't realize, but you've got a second Maul now. You had JC a few years ago, and everybody knows how good he was, and now you've got Trey. What's his relationship to JC, and then how good is he? What differences does he have to JC?
Well, I mean, it's his little brother, but he's not his little brother. He's a big brother. He's 6'3", about 200 pounds. I mean, he's really growing. And can shoot it like JC. He's not as fast as a guard. He's more of a forward, very heady, passes the ball well, and has a lot of those traits that his older brother had. And, you know, the biggest thing with him has been watching him mature through high school, and now, you know, we're expecting big things from him this year and next.
I wouldn't dare try to compare him, especially since you say he's a forward and JC was a guard, but is the potential there to be in similar greatness as JC?
Oh, there's always potential. You know, the thing is the work ethic and the desire. The biggest thing that JC had going for him was his drive to compete and his drive to get better. Trey has exhibited that over the last year and has really worked hard on his game and has put himself in a position to have success and also to be a major contributor to our team.
I'll give you the final word here, Coach. You know, you're one of the pillars of Southern Illinois basketball at this point. What hope for a season in 5 weeks, if we get to have one, can we hold on to here in the southern part of the state?
Well, I mean, I feel good for a few reasons. One, I know that it's important here. I know the SIJHSA is going to try to push to have basketball. You know, they went ahead and had the baseball and the softball and the cross country. There's a push with them working with the IDPH to show that it's something that can happen at the state level. You know, I know that our communities here want to have it. Our schools need it. A lot of our schools in Southern Illinois are in full time. You know, we're not as many are doing remote learning, and people are coming back here at the end of this first quarter. So I think there's a push right now, even though the cases are rising a little bit, there's a push to get back to some normalcy for our kids, and hopefully that they'll take a look at not just certain areas or regions and take a look what's best for everybody overall in the state, and we'll have a chance to play.
Pinckneyville Panthers basketball, Bob Wagner. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.